boy, does the Secret Service want this story to go away. At least the leadership does. More whistleblowers have come out from within the Secret Service to expose some of the gross negligence of leadership that led to the colossal failure that led to the attempt on the assassination of Donald Trump. I'm gonna show you some stuff that'll probably anger you, but this needs to get out, and I want to publicly thank all the whistleblowers who are coming out, because without them, this information would be buried. If you didn't see the email that came out from somebody on the counter-sniper team, I'll pin that video above, and I'll try to remember to put it in the description as well. But guys and gals who are inside that are still, you know, proud of their what they do, they're coming out. They're very pissed off about this. But the leadership and the DEI stuff, they're very actively trying to cover this up. But before I jump into that, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammo. It's customizable to your budget, so you can buy as little as a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy a whole bunch at once so you have it when you need it. It's truly an automated set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your calibers, your budget, select that shipping trigger, and that's it. It builds up and is delivered automatically when you want it. And there's no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, no extra fees. A big thanks to them for supporting this channel. All right, guys, here are two letters that Missouri Senator Josh Hawley has put out because Secret Service whistleblowers are coming forward to him, multiples, and telling him what's actually going on. He is one of the members of the Senate and the House that are looking to hold leadership accountable. One leader has already resigned. The second one should have after the testimony 2 weeks ago. And there are three others, according to that email I referred to. Watch that other video. Here's the letters to Josh Hawley. The first was sent last week on August 1st to the acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe. And if you're a Dan Bongino fan, he has told us numerous times that Rowe is far worse than Kimberly Cheadle ever was. Says, "Dear Acting Director Rowe, since your testimony before the Senate on July 30th, new and disturbing information has come to light about Secret Service planning for the Butler, Pennsylvania Trump campaign event and your own involvement. A whistleblower has alleged to my office that the Secret Service Counter-Surveillance Division, CSD, the division that performs threat assessment of event sites before the event occurs, did not perform its typical evaluation of the Butler site and was not present on the day. This is significant because CSD's duties include evaluating potential security threats outside the security perimeter and mitigating those threats during the event. The whistleblower claims that if personnel from CSD had been present at the rally, the gunman would have been handcuffed in the parking lot after being spotted with a rangefinder. You acknowledge in your Senate testimony that an American Glass Research Complex should have been included in the security perimeter for the Butler event. The whistleblower alleges that because CSD was not present in Butler, this manifest shortcoming was never properly flagged for mitigation. The whistleblower further alleges that you personally directed significant cuts to CSD up to and including reducing the division's manpower by 20%. You did not mention this in your Senate testimony when asked directly to explain manpower reductions. The whistleblower also alleges retaliation against those within the Secret Service who expressed concern about scrutiny at President Trump's events. The whistleblower claims that following an event with the former president at a golf tournament in August of last year, Secret Service personnel present expressed serious concern that the Secret Service's use of local law enforcement was not adequate for security needs. Local law enforcement were not properly trained for the event or otherwise prepared to execute the tasks given to them. Further, Secret Service personnel expressed alarm that individuals were admitted to the event without vetting. The whistleblower alleges that those who raised such concerns were retaliated against. Please provide the following information to me no later than today's date of August 8th, 2024. One, all responsive records during your time as deputy director in which policy and personnel changes were made to CSD, the Secret Service Division that specifically performs advanced site threat assessments. Two, the nature of your personal involvement in revising, updating, or otherwise changing Secret Service policies and personnel related to CSD. Three, the number of Secret Service agents who have raised concerns about security practices within the Secret Service and are currently facing disciplinary action, as well as the nature of the concerns and the type of disciplinary action. And four, the breakdown of Secret Service personnel at the July 13th rally by division or unit. Oh, smoking gun. The group that would have said, yeah, that building, we need to cover that, and would have covered it, and would have stopped the person as soon as they had a rangefinder, they weren't even at the rally. Because this boob that is now the acting director cut by 20% the counter-surveillance team. Almost like this was supposed to happen. Unfortunately, but wait, there's more, and it's even more disturbing. This letter was sent on August 5th to Acting Director Rowe. New whistleblower allegations to my office directly question decisions made by Secret Service's lead site agent, principally responsible for securing the July 13th rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. These allegations suggest that the lead site agent failed to implement appropriate security protocols. This is especially alarming because during your testimony on July 30, you stated that this agent was still operational. They're still doing protective visits. Your refusal to hold this individual accountable is increasingly inexplicable. One whistleblower with direct knowledge of the events alleges to my office that this lead site agent was well known in campaign circles as lacking competence and experience in the role. The specific allegation follows similar public reports that this agent was new to the local field office and had relatively little experience. The whistleblower further alleges that this individual was, as part of securing the site, specifically responsible for line of sight concerns. A separate whistleblower has disclosed to my office that the lead site agent personally made decisions that likely compromised the overall security of the event. First, campaign materials such as flags were permitted to be placed around the stage and catwalk used by the former president, despite the fact that these items were typically prohibited because of how they affected the line of sight of those agents responsible for identifying threats. Second, the Secret Service did not check IDs when issuing credentials that authorize access to restricted areas of the site, contrary to typical practice. Third, the whistleblower alleges that Homeland Security Investigations, HSI agents, at the July 13 event told campaign officials that they had never staffed a rally before and did not know proper procedure. These staffing decisions, such as what personnel to deploy and where, were the responsibility of this lead agent, according to the whistleblower. These allegations raise serious questions about the lead site agent's conduct, an individual you have so far refused to hold accountable. On July 30, you said that you will not put your thumb on the scale, but by continuing to assign this agent to protective visits in light of serious allegations of incompetence, you are doing exactly that. You are also jeopardizing the security of protectees by allowing this individual to continue working. I urge you to suspend the lead site agent from all Secret Service duties immediately while these claims are investigated. You must also clarify the following questions to my office as soon as possible and no later than 7 days from now. One, who specifically made the decision to assign this lead agent to the July 13 rally? On what basis was this decision made? Two, were obstructions on the stage and catwalk permitted to be used without evaluating the impact of line of sight for agents responsible for the president's protection? Three, why were credential pins given out without asking for identification? Four, how specifically do you plan to hold the lead site agent accountable? Please provide my office this individual's personnel file and all responsive records related to the July 13 rally, Senator Josh Hawley. So like I said, the Secret Service leadership wants this to go away as fast as possible. But thanks to whistleblowers who are within the agency or surrounding the agency with direct knowledge of what happened, they're calling out the BS, and it's time to have these people held accountable. Regardless of what you people feel about the people they protect, the Secret Service was once thought of as the top of the pyramid, and because what has happened by a few, let's just say it, like incompetent people who government moved up probably because of who they know or what gender they are, must be, and I'm told that the lead agent is a female. With not a lot of experience and didn't know what she was doing, so she probably shouldn't have been elevated to that position. That's what's getting a lot of people in trouble, and that is what is throwing a black cloud over the Secret Service. And I feel bad, because, I've done 10 details with Secret Service over my career, and they were always high speed. They were always on top of their game. They told us everything we needed to cover, and they had planned for most everything that was in the area. And that obviously didn't happen on July 13th. So we'll see what happens, but I wanted to get this out there because not a lot of people are talking about it. The news cycle kind of like just spins and this is like forgotten, but I won't let it go. I want people to understand the FUMU method of government. It's F up, move up, and it looks like that's happened in the Secret Service. Let me know what you think down below. Appreciate your time. Have a great day. Take care.